morning. Here's the video. Hopefully this is going to work just well. I just want to show you a video. Now, I want you to relate to it because I can relate to it. Now, I'm the sheep in the video. Keep that in mind.
So first, if you could put up that first slide there for me.
the sheep first. Well, it's coming up. Pretty soon. Let me know when it's up. It's probably going to come up on there, too. Right. I want to talk about the sheep. Right. So the sheep back in the ditch. Sometimes we don't see the ditch. It's almost like we're blind. And then number two, I want to go over, hopefully the picture will come up, I want to go over what a cataract looks like. And a cataract will kind of make your eye look like foggy. And if they're not operating on quick enough, your whole eye will just get foggy. In other areas of the world, what used to be called the third world, or the developing world now, people won't have glasses. And my son was recently on an airplane. While he was on his airplane, he said, there was a Chinese woman. This Chinese woman was in the plane, and she's very nice person. And she would get her cell phone out, and she'd go like this. He couldn't take his eyes off her. I never saw anybody. Oh, that's tonight. They're seeing tonight instead of tomorrow. You have to go to number one, St. Thomas 1. Sorry about that. Now you have a little bit of preview of what I'm going to start with tonight. So he kept watching this woman, and he said it was funny. He said, then she put a movie on. He said he could see the movie because she had out here a movie on her cell phone. And she had it on, and he saw the movie, and then all of a sudden, boom, she brought it in like this. And he thought, I don't think I could ever see that close. But what we don't realize is in other areas of the world, people don't get their eyes fixed. They don't wear glasses. They don't have the opportunity or the money to pay for that. Or the money to pay for glasses. Nor do they have the opportunity or the money to pay for cataract surgery. As Pastor Roger said, I go to other areas of the world, Moldova, Ukraine, been to Russia, been to many of the stand countries, serving the Lord, preaching the gospel. And in the midst of all that, one of the most unique things is if you get hurt over in another country. So, one of my fellow missionaries fell and broke her leg. Her and her husband were there. He was a medical doctor. Fell and broke, but he didn't have any tools, didn't have anything. She broke her leg. It was her calf bone. I guess it's the calf bone. Broke her calf bone, and it was a clean break. He could tell it was a clean break because he felt it, but he didn't know what to do, so they had to go to the doctor. And the doctor, they examined, and they said, do you have the ability to pay for us to cast her leg, to set it and cast it? He said, because we're pay as you go. Your health insurance won't work here. Now, that would have been $4,000 to $5,000 back then. And he said, well, how much is it going to be? And they said, $75. He said, yeah, I'll be able to pay and go. And how can it be $75 there? My son, it was a missionary in the Philippines, he went for x-rays. And when he went for his x-rays, he went in and they said, we're pay as you go. Are you prepared to pay for your x-ray? And he said, well, how much will it be? And they said, $3. And he said, $3? In the United States, that would cost a whole lot more. Well, they said, we don't know about how much it costs in the United States, but we know all we're doing is taking a picture, and it only costs $3. So even at those rates, people can't afford glasses or cataract surgery. So little difference. So they have to live with it. Did you know that it's almost inevitable if you get to be 65 that you will have cataracts? I bet almost everybody here over the age of 65 knows what I'm talking about. Did you know that every 20 minutes in the United States, someone goes blind? Every 20 minutes, someone goes blind. That's not counting the rest of the world that doesn't get glasses and stuff like that. And legally blind is a little bit different from blind body. But that legal blindness, every 20 minutes. And 8% of the people in the United States are legally blind or fully blind. 8%. I want to talk to you not as much about physical blindness as I want to talk to you about spiritual blindness. But these illustrations will help. Right, you have the normal eye, nice black pupil. And then I will get that more and more gray, foggy film one. And hopefully you can see that. That's what a cataract eye will look like. So if you have really, really bad cataracts, you start seeing, you can't miss them. Next slide, please. So I don't want to talk to you as much about physical blindness this morning as I do spiritual blindness. And I believe there's three different kinds of blindness. Spiritually blind is a person who does not know Jesus as their Savior. They don't have the forgiveness of God in their life. They haven't been transformed by the salvation of Jesus. And if you have never been born again, I don't know what you're waiting for. Because being born again means to start over with God's forgiveness and God holding your hand through life. He not only saves you for eternity, but he saves you for a life that can account for something or mount up to something here on this earth. Number two, legally spiritually blind. And number three, spiritual fog. All right. So to be legally spiritually blind is something we're going to get to as we go through this message here. I think to be legally spiritually blind, there's something that could be done, but you're not doing it. And then a spiritual fog is living in sin so long that you don't even realize you're sinning anymore. So as a Christian, you could be, as a non-Christian, you could be totally spiritually blind. But as a Christian, you could have certain things starting to impair your spiritual vision. And if you let that fester, you're foggy. Can't even see. It's like an unoperated on cataract. What are some of the things? I'm just going to give you a few of the things that could be cataracting you, starting to cause you to have blindness as a Christian that you need to leave behind. Could be lust. Could be bitterness. Or hatred. Or unforgiveness. Pastor Roger already talked about that unforgiveness. The Bible says if you have unforgiveness, by the way, this is really going to hurt your offerings, Roger. Okay? Right? Offerings are going to be in bad shape. If people put this into practice. If you're not willing to forgive someone, don't give your offering. Stop! Make it right with them, because your offering before God doesn't really count if you have something broken between yourself and another person in the church. A lack of love for your neighbor. All these things are cataract-like, starting to blind you. An unwillingness to share what Jesus has done in your life with other people. So, just a few things. Your thing I may not have mentioned. I want to talk to you today about John chapter 9. So if your Bible, and by the way, I'll never forget, I went to visit a woman. A woman said to me, she said, preacher, I was her new preacher. She said, I really like you. I said, why? She says, every time you come to visit me, you bring your Bible. said, well, if I come and I don't have my Bible with you, don't let me in the door. Because I said, all I want to do is give you human words. I said, I need my Bible. And now I come to churches to preach without my Bible. That's a joke, sort of. I, since having a stroke 5 years ago, I copy and paste all of the verses. So don't think I don't have my Bible with me. All the verses are copied and pasted, so I know what I'm going to preach. And it's John chapter 9. And this is awesome stuff. John chapter 9 is about a man born spiritually blind. Did you know that there were 8 specific blindness miracles that Jesus performed? 6 of them he spoke and the person received their sight. One of them he spit. It says he spit on his eye. Now, I don't know whether he went like this. I don't know if he went like that or if he... And then went like this, I don't know. But that's not the one we're speaking about today. This one, he spit and he made a clay mixture with the dirt. And it was on the Sabbath. And it was illegal to make a clay mixture on the Sabbath. But he made this clay mixture of spittle and mud and pasted it on this guy's eyes. Let me read it to you. John chapter 9, verse 1. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi... By the way, there's only 2 choices here that they ask him. Rabbi, who sinned, the man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So Jesus then describes why he's going to do the healing here. Because to glorify God. And that he, the Messiah, is the only one that can heal a person that was born blind. When he said these things, he spat on the ground, made clay with the saliva. He anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And then he actually says what the pool of Siloam means, the writer says, which Siloam means sent. So the man, the blind man, went, washed, and came back seeing. Now I want you to think about something. He didn't know what Jesus looked like. Blind. Wasn't healed instantly. So he's got mud, he's got stuff on his eyes, and walks away from Jesus, and he must have known how to get to the pool of Siloam because he was older. He gets there and he washes, and now he can see, but he doesn't know what Jesus looks like. He heard his voice. He comes back to his neighborhood. When he gets back to his neighborhood, the people start questioning him. He said, you look like the blind beggar. And probably some of them knew his name and asked him, are you him? Yes, I am him. They were arguing. It can be him because he can see it. This guy can see it. He was born blind, blah, blah, blah. They're going back and forth. And he's finally hollering at them, saying, it's me. It's me. Well, what happened? Well, the man that they called Jesus, he spit on the ground and he made this mud mixture. He put on my eyes. He told me to go to the pool of Siloam. I washed and now I can see. And he said, that can't happen. No, that's impossible. Well, we're going to take it to the Pharisees. That's always good. By the way, Roger talked about the Pharisees and that unforgiving heart that the Mennonite couple was experiencing. By the way, it was awesome that Mennonite couple went to another church and got under the word of God and they were weeping. You could see the repentance. there. And so they go to the Pharisees. The Pharisees ask him what happened. He tells them. And they said, it can't be. This Jesus, this guy's a sinner. And, you know, he's working on the Sabbath. So they don't want to believe the guy. They don't want to believe he was born blind. They don't want to believe any of it. All they want to talk about is the sinfulness of Jesus. Because they hated Jesus. So they call for the blind man's parents. And the parents, they say, well, we know, they ask the question, well, we know that this is our son. We know that he was born blind. But we don't know what happened to make him see. Ask him. He's old enough to answer for himself. So they bring him back in a second time. And when they bring him back in a second time, guess what happens? He just says to them, you already asked me once. Don't you believe me? Don't you believe me? Or do you want to become his disciple too? P-O-O, which means also. I like going and poking a bear. Ever poke a bear? I didn't ever literally poke a bear, but I poked an awful lot of bears, unliterally, as we speak. Not the smartest thing to do sometimes. I said, you're preaching to us. Go to that next slide, if you would, please. You're preaching to us. And to make his story go quicker, eventually, because he spoke up and said, I don't know why you don't realize that Jesus is at least a prophet. Because he healed me, and no one has ever been healed who was born blind. And then kicked him out of the synagogue. And then it says in verse 35, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he found him, he said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? I remember he hadn't seen Jesus yet. Voice sounded familiar. Wasn't 100% sure. Jesus came to look for him. He didn't go look for Jesus. He was just kind of getting his bearing on what this scene was like. Jesus had heard that he was cast out of the synagogue. Jesus went, why? So the man could see him. Next slide, please. Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Now, Jesus used the term Son of Man because often in the Gospel of John, and by the way, tonight we're really going to overview what the whole Gospel of John's about. Did you know the Gospel of John is like really gigantically different from Matthew, Mark, Luke? Matthew, Mark, and Luke have a plan. There was a reason why God had, and the Holy Spirit moved into the room, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But there was a real specific reason. It's very different from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. They say that Matthew, Mark, and Luke, if you combine the stories, because a lot of times they record the same story, it's about 3 hours worth of material. 3 hours of 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry. And then John, he really brings about some gigantic stuff. So we're going to examine our own lives, revive our own lives, through what the book of John teaches about the most powerful human, the Son of Man, who ever lived. And if you, as a Christian, need to grow in your grace and knowledge in the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to be foundational upon the principles of the book of John, which are the foundations of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. am the one. And it says, Lord, I believe. And the man worshiped him. What did he believe? Well, you don't worship humans. Every Jewish person knew you didn't worship humans. You only worship God. So the man was, now he goes from the spiritual and physical darkness, blindness and blindness, and then he gets his eyesight restored, and now his spiritual blindness is healed. And he can see, and he begins to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Next slide, please. And some of the Pharisees, I just think it's funny. The Pharisees saw Jesus coming. They saw him going over to the blind man, and they eavesdropped. Anybody sit in a restaurant with your wife, and she's sitting there pretending she's listening to you, but she's not. She's eavesdropping on the conversation of the people. Oh, I see some wives hanging their heads. By the way, there's some men that do that too, as well. It doesn't matter. They were eavesdropping in on the conversation. Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, are we blind also? I don't think they said, are we blind? Are we blind also? I don't think their heads were bowed. But more like, are we blind also? Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore your sin remains. Here's what I want to deal with in all of our lives. Today and throughout this week. If we're lying to ourselves about our own sin. If the fog is getting worse and worse and worse in our own spiritual lives. I believe currently, if you're humans, every human needs to have a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone. Some of you may have strayed pretty far. I came forward during the anointing time because every time I am asked to preach, I quickly realize that I cannot do it in my own strength. I can only talk to you about the light of the world in His light, not in my light. Because as I said earlier, if you visit without your Bible, you're only given your own words. But if you take the words of life, you can really touch a person. Lord, I pray that in this church, we will all be willing to be examined by the light of the world, to be healed by the light of the world, to be forgiven and be forgiveness through the light of the world. Lord, whatever sin easily besets, whether it be bitterness or hatred, whether it be lust, whether it be a desire for the things of the world rather than the things of Christ, whether it be maybe a trial that a person's going through, or anything like this could be our cataract, maybe the death of a loved one, like the roses that are up front represent. What's keeping us from that close walk with you? Guide us, I pray in Jesus' name. Now, if you would, please, I want you to think through some things. All right, I'm going to give them to you again. There could be a root of bitterness in your life. Like I'm confessed hatred towards someone else. They treated you unfairly and they never asked for forgiveness. Where the Bible says forgive them anyway. They may never ask for forgiveness. Maybe you're holding a grudge against somebody that's already dead and gone. You still can't believe that parent treated you so meanly, or that person treated you so meanly, or that pastor Maybe you have a lust issue. Now, a lust could be the next pickup truck you want. Lust could be towards someone from the opposite sex. Lust could be just wanting more money. You could be seeing what your neighbor has and thinking, they don't deserve it, I do. You're coveting them. You're jealous. What's causing the cataracts to form over your eyes? Everybody would bow your heads and close your eyes. I want to ask two questions to you. First, is there anybody here that just feels fully blind? You realize that you need to be born again. Your life is just full of sin. You've never really made things right with Jesus, and you need to come to know the Lord. You need to have a brand new start in life. You need to have born away from your sin into the family of God. Is there anyone like that that says, I'm a mess, and I need to start over with Jesus? Anybody like that? Raise your hand if there's anybody like that. Anyone? I see one. One hand. And I'll talk to that person later on. Okay, now, am I talking about my cataracts and how they're starting to invade my eyesight? Is there anybody here that's feeling some spiritual cataracts forming in your eyes? It's getting a little foggy because you got your eyes off of the light of the world and onto yourself. Is there anybody like that? I'm seeing one hand there. Anybody else? Two. Anybody else? All right, there's a third hand. That would be me. Here's number four. Okay, so that's what we're going to deal with. Not from the Gospel of John chapter 9. We're done with chapter 9. We're going to talk about getting right, 100% fully right with the Lord Jesus. That doesn't mean you're going to be perfect, but you're going to be revived to a newness of life. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus.